BBC News with Marion Marshall. The United Nations has been giving figures for the numbers of people dying every month in the Syrian war and those fleeing the conflict. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees told a Security Council meeting that the crisis had gone on for much longer than anyone feared, with unbearable humanitarian consequences. Nick Bryant reports.
Almost 1.8 million refugees have now fled Syria, according to the United Nations, two-thirds of them since the beginning of the year. That's an average of 6,000 people a day, what UN officials describe as the most frightening rate since the Rwandan genocide almost 20 years ago. In a briefing to the UN Security Council, officials also spoke despairingly of the extremely high rate of killings, approximately 5,000 people a month. It demonstrated, they said, a drastic deterioration of the war.
Panama's security minister, José Raúl Moreno, has told the BBC that it will take days to complete the search of a North Korean ship suspected of smuggling missiles through the Panama Canal. He said the North Korean crew had sabotaged the cargo hoists in the week since the ship was held.
We started to unload the vessel on Sunday, around 250,000 bags of sugar, which is a lot of sugar to unload, and the crew member disconnected and destroyed the mechanical instrument on board, so we are doing basically manually to take the sugar out in order to take the containers out of the ship to open them, and with a specialized assistant determine what kind of weapon or what we found.
The vessel, the Chongchonggang, was sailing from Cuba. The ship's captain has reportedly tried to kill himself twice since it was impounded. A lawsuit has been filed against the United States government by a coalition of rights groups from across the political spectrum to try to halt its electronic surveillance program. Rajini Vaidyanathan has more.
This lawsuit argues that the collection of phone records is an illegal and unconstitutional program of dragnet electronic surveillance. It demands that the US government returns and destroys all telephone communication it has. Details of the government's phone surveillance scheme were leaked by the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden last month. Officials confirmed they did monitor phone calls and said the schemes had helped to prevent terror attacks. The Justice Department and the NSA have yet to comment on this legal action.
The Russian authorities say Edward Snowden, who remains on the run from the US authorities, has applied for temporary asylum in Russia. A Russian lawyer travelled to the airport outside Moscow, where Mr. Snowden has been stranded for more than 3 weeks. The White House spokesman, Jay Carney, said they told the Russian government Mr. Snowden should be expelled to face trial in the US for leaking national secrets. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Egypt's new interim government has been sworn in, but none of the 33 cabinet ministers come from Islamist organizations. Amongst those taking the oath before the interim president, Adi Mansour, was the army chief and defense minister, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who retains his post and also becomes first deputy prime minister. The Muslim Brotherhood has again said it won't participate in a new government until the army reverses what it calls a coup and reinstates President Morsi. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has attacked European Union guidelines that will ban EU funding and cooperation with Israeli institutions in the occupied territories. Mr. Netanyahu said that Israel would not accept any external dictates regarding its borders. From 2014, any agreement for EU funding to Israel must show that it does not apply to Jewish settlements. An astronaut of the International Space Station has been forced to cut short a spacewalk after water was detected floating inside his helmet. The Italian astronaut, Luca Parmitano, said his head was wet and the problem seemed to be worsening, prompting this instruction from NASA controllers.
Hi, Chris and Luca. Just for you guys, based on what we heard with Lucas saying that water is in his eyes now and it seems to be increasing, we think we're going to terminate EVA case for EV2. So, Luca, we'll have you head back to the airlock. Chris, we'll get a plan for you to clean things up here and then join him here in a minute.
The planned six-hour walk was abandoned after 90 minutes. The president of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, has said 30 members of the ELN, the country's second-largest rebel group, have laid down their arms. Mr. Santos called the development a great step towards peace. The ELN has expressed an interest in joining the ongoing government-sponsored peace talks with Colombia's largest armed group, the FARC, but the government insists that it must release all its hostages first. BBC News.